West Bengal Chief Minister, CM, Mamata Banerjee on Sunday directed the police to register the case of a minor's rape murder in Bengal and under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, POCSO, Act, and emphasized that the culprits should face capital punishment within 3 months, news agency PTI reported. According to PTI, while addressing attendees at the Kolkata Police Bodyguard Lines after virtually inaugurating several Durga Pujas, Banerjee asserted that crime transcends color, caste, and religion. In West Bengal, we have successfully secured capital punishment in 3 cases. I want the police to register the Kultuli case under POCSO Act and ensure that the culprits receive capital punishment within 3 months. Crime is crime. It knows no religion or caste. Strong action must be taken against the criminals, she stated. While speaking about the case of the minor's rape murder in Bengal, Banerjee also expressed concern over media trials in rape cases and called for an end to such practices as they could hinder investigations. Referring to the protests in Kultuli following the recovery of the 10-year-old's body, she said protests must also be taken against harmful content on social media that negatively influences children and fuels criminal behavior. Those protesting, I encourage you to do so, as it strengthens our resolve and is your democratic right. However, remember that the inappropriate videos circulating on social media are damaging our children and contributing to rising crime rates among them. I do not hold the protesters responsible for this, she said. The CM remarked on the disproportionate attention given to incidents in West Bengal compared to similar events elsewhere, stating, "Whenever a small incident occurs in West Bengal, there is a great uproar. Yet, when similar cases happen in other places, people often remain silent." Banerjee alleged that artificial intelligence, AI, was being exploited to create fake videos, urging the public not to blindly trust any footage depicting her speeches without proper verification. In today's world of AI, it is easy for people to mislead you with fake videos. Cybercrime is rampant, and fraudsters are aiding criminals, she warned. She called on women to identify and expose fake videos by sharing them on their social media accounts, labeling them as false. I encourage women to post any misleading videos on their Facebook or Twitter accounts, tagging them as fake. Such actions could be rewarded, and may even lead to job opportunities, she added, while speaking about the minor's rape murder in Bengal, known for her fondness for Bengali television shows. Banerjee also criticized current crime-themed serials for sending the wrong message to the public, reported PTI. I have repeatedly urged that crimes should not be depicted in TV serials. Many cinema scripts are filled with crime. Whenever I come across such serials, I turn off the television. Aren't they accountable? Do they not have any responsibility? She questioned, praising the Kolkata police and West Bengal police. Banerjee reaffirmed, "The state government stands firmly behind our police forces. In this age, those who work diligently will inevitably face criticism. We must remain strong and handle such challenges. Stay calm externally but bold internally. Do not forgive those who commit heinous acts, take decisive action, even if mistakes occur during the course of duty." Additionally, she expressed a desire to increase female representation in the police force. "We currently have more women in the police. In the near future, we will employ more women for the Women's Force. I want to see even more women joining the police," the Chief Minister stated. The body of the 10-year-old girl, who was allegedly raped and murdered, was discovered in Kultuli, South 24 Paganas, on Saturday. Following this grim revelation, local residents vandalized a police outpost and damaged parked vehicles, according to a senior officer.